Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, he's kind enough to join us again here on the show. Friend of the show, Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell is brought to you courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff game and champion lines, along with a plethora of college football playoff props. Danny, thank you for joining us again. I know you're a busy man. How is the Cannell household getting ready for Christmas? Are we there, or are we a little stressed?
Well, it's been a little bit of a rocky road. Like, I've got 18, 17, and 13 Ooh. In my house, all girls. So I get these, like, the older they've gotten, the longer their Christmas lists have been giving. And I feel like we should do, like, Secret Santa when there should be a budget, because they're asking for stuff that is probably 10x of what we're going to spend on them. And I keep telling them, I'm like, you guys have to realize you're not getting everything. And they're like, oh, we know. We're just going to put it all just in case. And I'm like, no, there is no just in case. Like, pick one or two, and that's it. So it's been a little bit bumpy. I'm trying to set expectations so that it's a successful Christmas.
Closed mouths don't get fed, Danny.
Yeah, good luck to that.
That's right. I guess that is true.
let's get into this right now. The betting odds for the College Football Playoff Championship have Ohio State on top. And Danny, I'm curious your thoughts on that. Is it that we still don't believe in the Indiana brand? Because myself and my co-host Danny, we both believe that Indiana might be the best team in the nation, but the betting odds aren't necessarily saying that. Is it a brand thing, or do we believe that football-wise?
No, I think we believe that football-wise. And I don't love the way this works out, and I don't like using point spreads or power rankings to say who's the best team in college football, because currently, right now, if the season ended today, it would unequivocally be Indiana. But we all know it doesn't, and they have to go through another gauntlet to get to that national title. So I was in Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game, and I actually liked Indiana going into that game for a couple of reasons. One, I think people were sleeping on Indiana. I still think, to your effect, the brand, the impact it has, people don't think they're as good as they are. And then two, I thought it meant more to them. Like, there was something to Ohio State. What's at stake? Like, does it matter for them to win a Big Ten championship? And Ryan Day said, yes, we want to win our first conference championship since, 2020. But for Indiana, that's a place they'd never been before. The number one team in the country with a Big Ten championship, undefeated regular season. It just felt like it meant more. So then when I watched the game unfold, I thought you did see two teams that were very evenly matched. And I would say that you still have more NFL talent on Ohio State. And I thought Ohio State played one of their worst games of the year, especially on the offensive line. All that being said, they missed a chip shot that would have tied up the game with a few minutes in the fourth quarter, and they still could have won. So I just, if they have to go again, I probably would switch and pick Ohio State. Not to mention, after the game, Indiana, one of their best defensive contributors, Stephen Daly, is a defensive lineman, 5.5 sacks, led the team in tackles for loss. He gets hurt for the rest of the playoffs. He's out. And that's like a horrible, I hate seeing an injury impact them, but I do wonder about Indiana's depth in a run like this where they have to win, three games consecutively. How is that going to impact them? So I still think Ohio State is the right favorite for this tournament.
Danny, let's pivot to the local team here. Where the obviously the home of the Oregon Ducks. They are 15-2 on the odds that you guys have at BetOnline.ag. That puts them fourth. They're tied with Texas Tech, who, if Oregon takes care of JMU, they will take on in round two. What is it about this Oregon team that you look at and either excites you or still leaves you with a question of whether or not that they can not only move past JMU, but move past Texas Tech and get into the semifinal and possibly a championship game?
So you guys don't know this. I was doing some stuff for CBS Sports on selection, like when the selection's coming out. So we get the teams, we get the 12 teams, and within 5 minutes, my producer goes, hey, we need a bracket. You know, bracket, bracket, bracket. They all want a bracket. So I didn't get a lot of time to break it down, but when I went through the brackets, I put Oregon as the national champion. So I am bullish on Oregon in being a team. I think sometimes you look for similar storylines, and it doesn't mean it could happen, but I do think Oregon is kind of flying under the radar the same way that Ohio State was last year. They lost that game against Indiana, and it was not a great performance, and you got pushed around. But since then, I've loved the way they bounced back. And I think beating Iowa on the road the way they did was massive. For Dante Moore to make the throw he did to Benson, like one of the best throws of the entire season, was awesome. Beating USC, who I still think is a really good team, not just beating them, but dominating them, bouncing back after they gave up a couple scores in the first quarter, and then going on the road and beating a good Washington team. I think this Oregon team is getting right, getting healthier at the right time. And I think every time I talk to Dan Lanning, I think it just leaves a bad taste in his mouth the way they exited last year's playoff in the Rose Bowl. So I think they're really well coached, and I know there's distraction with, you know, both coordinators going on to get other jobs, but I'm a huge Dante Moore fan. He reminds me a ton of Jordan Love. I think he's a really talented quarterback. They can run the football, and their defense is overlooked, and I think their path is actually pretty good. We know they're heavy favorites. They should advance against James Madison. I'm not a big believer in Texas Tech that they're as good as people think they are. I don't think their schedule was that tough. Indiana, who they would probably play then to get to the championship game. I just told you, like, they lost one of their best defensive players. I think Oregon could beat them in a rematch, similar to what you saw Oregon-Ohio State last year, and then they're in the title. So I just gave you the path. I am bullish on Oregon. I think they're coming together at the right time.
Danny, kind of along in that same vein, if it's not Oregon, you've got Miami, A&M, Bama, as far as odds-wise. They're all pretty tight, but are there any other teams in the first-round bracket you go, hey, if they get right, this could be a team that could be in the national title game? If Marcel Reed goes out there and balls out, can they do it? Can Trinidad Chambliss, you know, fill the gap for Lane Kiffin and him not being there? Is there anybody else that you're looking at, like possibly at Arizona State last year, where, you know, they had the opportunity against Texas to maybe really surprise some people?
So I think there's four teams that I don't have to talk myself into winning it, like Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon from the Big Ten, and Georgia from the SEC. Like, I feel really good if you said, hey, you have to place a bet on one. I'd be like, yeah, I'll place a bet on one of those four. Then there's probably two more that I feel like I have to talk myself into, but I could see it. One of those is Miami, and the other is Texas A&M. Those are the two teams, and they're playing against each other. That's why it's my favorite game of the weekend, because I do think at their best, and if they can get, and they've been a little bit bumpy, right? Both of them have had their moments, but if they can string together a hot run, I think Miami or Texas A&M are the other teams that I believe. I don't think Alabama, Oklahoma, I don't think they can do it. I told you I'm not a believer in Texas Tech's offense. Ole Miss, I think they've got too much to overcome. And then we've got the group of five teams. But Miami's a team that I saw in person a couple times this year. They've got outstanding offensive and defensive line play. They've got a couple guys coming off the edge, and Hakeem Mesidor and Reuben Bain, who's probably going to be a first-round pick. And then it comes down to Carson Beck. And so, and then on the flip side, Texas A&M is very similar. Marcel Reed, if you guys remember, they played South Carolina. They were down 30-3. It was ugly. He had the worst half of football you've ever seen this year by any quarterback. It was awful. Mm-hmm. And then he followed it up in the second half, maybe the best second half you've seen of anybody. And at his best, he is awesome. But he's been streaky, much like Carson Beck. But I do think the team that wins this game could use it as a confidence boost, kind of gain some momentum to go into a second round matchup where they could potentially pull off an upset against Ohio State. Now, they'll be probably a touchdown underdog against Ohio State, But I do think one of those teams could have the makeup to get that done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Danny Cannell, joins us courtesy of Bet Online. That's a big praise from you coming from a Florida State guy telling me Miami might go for a distance. So I appreciate that.
I know,
that,
it's hard. It hurts me too.
I want to slide over. You mentioned one of the games that you don't believe in either of these teams. And I'm 100% there with you. Oklahoma-Alabama does absolutely nothing for me. I already watched this game. It was a struggle to watch from the beginning. I know Mateer's hand situation is weird and Alabama can't run the ball. But outside of the game, it's the Kalen DeBoer news. You're so invested in this sport and so much closer than we are. We're the other side of the country. Is there real smoke to the idea that not necessarily the Michigan job, but that Alabama is not a place for DeBoer? And if so, is it a place for anyone?
It's a great question. And it's funny how all this started. So it goes back to Penn State's job. There was a local reporter for Penn State who put out a report and it gained some traction where he said Kalen DeBoer is the number one target for Penn State. And everybody runs with it. And they're like, oh, that makes a ton of sense. And they start looking at it and they're like, ooh, if Alabama misses the playoffs, boy, they would love to get rid of him and kick him aside. And then Penn State would be a perfect fit for him. Well, there's one small problem with that. Like, no one asked Kalen DeBoer about that. And by the way, Alabama made the college football playoff. Like, they did. Like, a lot of people thought if they lost to Auburn, that was going to be it. And maybe it would have been. And Alabama would have been brokering the deal to Penn State. But it didn't. So it kind of started there. And then, obviously, Penn State brought in Matt Campbell from Iowa State. They found their coach. So that was kind of put to bed. Well, then we see this surprise, you know, issue that crops up in Michigan with Sharon Moore getting fired. And it's like the same people. To me, it's a little bit lazy because you're just, oh, who would be a good hire for Michigan? And we all agreed Kalen DeBoer would be great. And then we talk ourselves back into, well, if he loses to Oklahoma, they're going to be upset and they send him packing. It would make a ton of sense, but I don't think there's a ton of validity to it. Kalen DeBoer did put out a statement and he said, hey, I have no interest in this, which I might believe. Now, all that being said, circumstances can change. So this is where it gets into the talking yourself into it. If they get beat bad by Oklahoma, maybe Kalen DeBoer comes home and he's got people for sale signs in front of his house and he's getting booed everywhere he goes. Maybe he does reevaluate and says, you know what? I'd go to Michigan in a heartbeat and they'll pay me a bunch of money to do so. I really don't think there's too much validity to it at this point in time. Granted, it's college football. It's wonky. It's wild. It could change in a heartbeat. But I think a lot of this has just been speculation driven by the media.
All right, Danny, we'll get you out of here on this one. What are some of your favorite bets going into the CFP this week and kind of throughout?
I love the under in that Alabama-Oklahoma game. I think it's 40.5. It's just – I think that game is going to be gross. I mean, I think it's going to feel like a mid-tier as like regular season game. I do like both the favorites against the group of five. So I like Oregon against James Madison. I do like Ole Miss versus Tulane. Even with the big numbers, the only thing that makes
me curious. Do you need the hook of that Oregon-JMU game? Because that's the one that I'm looking at. Because we've been sitting here talking about how 21 just seems – it's super easy to see 31-10. And I'm like, you give me 20.5, I'm in. But you give me a 21, I'm looking at it like, I don't like that number.
You know what I probably like the best? And this gets a little bit more exotic. If you find a first half number, because I do think Oregon should be able to control the line of scrimmage. And then what I always worry about in a game like this, and health has been such a priority for Oregon – let's say it's the fourth quarter, start of the fourth quarter, and they're up 21, and they're like, you know what, we've got a comfortable lead, let us get some of our starters out, and then they don't need any style points, so they're not there. But I just think Oregon and Ole Miss are in different classes than these group of five teams. So I would not sweat it. I could see them winning by 31. I just feel like these are going to be pretty comfortable wins. I think it's going to be a shock to the system for JMU. What kind of makes me nervous is it's never that easy, right? Like and everyone's crapping on the group of five. They don't belong. Like, what if we get one of these games upset? I don't think it happens, but it would be college football if it did. But I'm not worried about it. As long as Oregon plays the way they're capable of, it would be a shock to me if Dante Moore throws two interceptions, and that to me is the recipe for a close game. I don't think that happens. I think they'll game plan and they'll be fine. So I'm not worried about the hook.
Well, you got a lot of fans in this neck of the woods taking Oregon to go all the way, Danny. Thank you for joining us. He's Danny Cannell of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff game and champion lines, along with a plethora of college football playoff props. Danny, have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy the games. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great holiday as well and enjoy the playoffs.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. That is Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.